poll, vulnerable Democrat Representative Gabe Vasquez trails Republican Yvette Harrell in New Mexico. By Nick Gilbertson on September 19, 2023. Freshman Representative Gabe Vasquez, DNM, trails former Representative Yvette Harrell, RNM, in a hypothetical 2024 general election matchup in New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District, according to a Survey USA poll released this week. The poll, conducted between September 6 to 12 for Cobb TV, shows that 46% of likely voter respondents back Harrell in a rematch of the 2022 midterm election, placing her a point above Vasquez at 45%. He won in 2022 by just 1,350 votes or 0.7%. Survey USA's poll shows that Republican coalescence behind Harrell is stronger than Democrat support for Vasquez. Harrell secures 91% of GOP respondents' support while she also appeals to 12% of Democrats. Conversely, just over 8 in 10 Democrats say they would back Vasquez, and he only dips into 7% of the GOP base. He appears to remain competitive through his advantage over Harrell among independent voters, where he leads 44% to 33%, although another 23% are undecided. Concerning favorability, both candidates have similar net positive ratings in the single digits. Of the respondents, 38% say they hold favorable views of Harrell versus 32% who conveyed unfavorable perspectives, giving her a net plus 6 rating. Just under 1 in 4 voters have neutral feelings toward her. The poll yielded a net plus 5 favorability rating for Vasquez, as 33% find him favorable, and 28% say he is unfavorable. Another 28% find him neither favorable nor unfavorable. The sample included 541 registered voters who are likely to vote in the general election. A margin of error was not specified. Vasquez is one of multiple vulnerable Democrats who have worked to distance themselves from President Joe Biden in the White House's Bidenomics branding blitz. In August, Politico reported that Vasquez is careful about pointing to economic progress, let alone crediting the president's policies for it. "I'm hyper-focused on the district. I think the most important job that a congressperson can do is first listen, and then react," Vasquez told Politico. "And so I'm not going to go into my district pushing a Democratic agenda that people don't feel is happening on the ground." When Biden touted Bidenomics during his visit to Vasquez's district on August 9, a day after Politico published Vasquez's comments, he was noticeably absent, and the president took notice. "Gabe is the one who couldn't be here today," Biden said, as the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, documented. Vasquez later tweeted, "I couldn't be there because I needed to spend time with my father." "To those who are blessed to have your parents, be sure to spend as much time with them as possible. You never know how much time you have left," he added. Harrell contended that Vasquez was dodging Biden, as the Albuquerque Journal noted. "While Gabe Vasquez is dodging the president and we're all trying to dodge Bidenomics, I'm in Lee County at the parade and fair with real hard-working Americans," Harrell wrote in a social media post. "I'm not afraid to show up and do the work New Mexicans need in Congress." In a press release, NRCC spokeswoman Delaney Bomar contended that Vasquez can skip events with Joe Biden all he wants, but he can't run from the fact he has repeatedly voted for Biden's extreme agenda. "The Biden-Vasquez agenda of voting against American energy, supporting higher spending and even voting to reduce penalties for violent criminals has been a disaster for New Mexico families," she added.